On the inside of the amphitheater at the Star School near Loop is Whitethorn's mural depicting the cycle of a day. It incorporates the four directions, starting with bright skies in the east and curving into darkness and shining stars in the north. He left spaces in the mural for students to create their own art. Mark Sorensen is the school president. He says Whitethorn often shared his passion for art with the kids.
You know, when I look at his art, I think about the joy that he brought to his interactions with the art and with people. And I think really wonderful art is like that. It gives you a feeling of joy, and it's uplifting, and that's what we will remember about Buddy.
Buddy is what his friends call him. Whitethorn was Sinigini and Bloca Dene. He grew up in Flagstaff in a family of artists. His father is the famous painter Bahi Whitethorn Sr. While his father was a mentor to him, Whitethorn Jr. developed his own style, influenced by cartoons, anime, and Star Wars. He illustrated several children's books, including the beloved series Keepers of the Windclaw Chronicles. Musician Ed Cabote was a friend and admirer.
With Bahi, I knew the person, and I knew the artwork, and they were one and the same, you know, emanating joy and light.
Whitethorn also used art to advocate for Native issues concerning water, sacred sites, and uranium mining.
And not only that, but issues related to his own spiritual quest. All of those elements, you know, were put into his work, and I feel like that's why, you know, his work was so powerful. It came from a source that was very rich.
Whitethorn's longtime family friend, artist Chanteau Begay, paints through his pain at his Flagstaff studio. He fills the white canvas in front of him with black paint.
This seems to be the tone of the day.
Begay says Whitethorn was a mentor to many young Navajo artists. He remembers him as always smiling and working.
A lot of artists sit in front of the canvas and have a silent battle with a white space. Buddy didn't seem to have that problem. He was always cranking up work. I was amazed, and I thought, wow, young man is having fun, you know, to throw in paint and painting and creating images, creating magic. That in itself is inspiring.
Before his death, Whitethorn had been chosen as the featured artist at this summer's Chanteau Rock the Canyon Arts Festival. Begay says now the honor will be bittersweet.
It'll be sad, you know, without him, but his spirit certainly will be there.
For KNAU, I'm Justin Regan.